This is an explicit podcast meant for those over the age of 18. Any views expressed in this podcast are based solely on our own experiences. This podcast does not constitute as medical or other professional advice. Welcome to Front Porch Swingers, where we talk about sex on our terms.
We talk swinging, hot wifing, BDSM, and so much more in the hopes that we will inspire you to enjoy sex on your terms.
Enjoy the show, everybody. Hey everyone, welcome to Front Porch Swingers. I'm Brenna.
I'm Brian.
So first things first, have you tried one of the swinging sites and been unable to figure out how to upload a fucking picture? Because I have. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm a very techie person. We signed up originally before we started with Cassidy.com with one of the other sites, and I couldn't even figure out how to upload a profile picture. That's a problem. Yeah. Software from 1999 is not going to cut it anymore. The software that you should be using for swinger sites should be easy, streamlined, and allow you to just focus on meeting new friends. And the great thing about Cassidy.com is it is. It's super easy. You don't have to worry about any of the intricacies of the website. You just get to focus on the fun stuff.
Yeah, it's like user friendly for dummies like me.
Very easy. Absolutely. So if you want to check out Cassidy.com for yourself, head on over to frontporchswingers.com, click on the Cassidy banner, and start your 30-day free trial.
Yeah.
Also, hey guys, we're going to be in Deadwood April 17th through the 19th of 2020, and we would love if you would come join us.
Yes, Deadwood is a place, I found out. It's a real place, not just a TV show or a movie, and it's very fucking cool, apparently.
It's a badass place. It's kind of old westerny in the Black Hills. It's very beautiful, very cool old gambling town.
Yeah.
And we're going to be there for the first ever Underground Summit, and it's going to be really fun. There's going to be a winery tour one of the days.
Yes.
So not only are they combining beautiful scenery in the Black Hills with delicious wine, but you're also going to be there with swingers.
A lot of them. They have a lot of this hotel booked, and it's a fucking amazing resort.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you would like to join us at Deadwood, you should. You can head on over to energyundergroundnd.com and use our promo code, which is FPS2020, FPS2020, to get 10% off of your booking and come have fun with us.
Check it out. It's going to be very cool.
Yes. And we also have some new Patreon members this week, which we are very excited about. Want to give a big thank you and shout out to DK and J9, Jorge, Brad, and Gilly Bear. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And we've been talking for about a week now about a new bonus that we want to launch. Should we talk about that today?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to do it. Yeah.
All right. So a brand new bonus available on our Patreon page starting in the month of December. We are going to do a once per month live stream on Patreon.
Yes.
The topic of the live stream will be decided upon by our Patreon members via a poll. So you guys get to decide what it is we talk about. And it's going to be really fun, interactive, just a great way for us to find another way to connect with you awesome, sexy people. So we're really excited about launching that new bonus. You'll see it on our Patreon page very shortly. If you would like to receive that bonus along with naughty Snapchat access, secret Telegram group access, and our once per week bonus episodes of FPS, you can head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers and get started. We would super appreciate it, and we think you will love the exclusive content.
Yeah, we have a great time with our patrons, particularly on Telegram. Our Telegram group's a lot of fun.
It really is. It's a great way to just talk and... Yeah. Share sexy shit. I got to see a beautiful woman naked in front of a tree this week.
Yes,
while
very
she was
cool.
Christmas decorating.
Yeah, and I was not interested, as you know, at all in decorating for Christmas till I saw that picture, and I became very motivated.
Now you're in.
I'm in.
I love
totally
it.
In. If we're gonna do naked tree trimming.
You convinced Brian to not be such a Scrooge.
And yeah, help count me out. Yeah, I'm in.
Awesome. So we should get to my favorite part of the podcast.
Well, what is that?
The segment called...
The Single Guy Tip of the Week segment?
Yeah.
It? Well, it's interesting that you asked that because the Single Guy Tip of the Week, what it was going to be and still will be, actually kind of morphed into something else based on some interaction that you had with a couple.
Right.
Via, was it... what
Instagram.
Or social media, yeah. So let me just start by saying this. We have we get a lot of contact by single dudes.
Right.
We have a YouTube channel, and it's doing very well. We've got a video on there, cuckolding versus hot wifing. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. It's got about 70,000 downloads at this point. It was sponsored by our friends at TabooToys.com, and it's done very well. It's got a lot of action. People talk about it. Get a lot of comments.
Love it or hate it.
Yep, you'll love it or hate it. So what I find interesting along with that is, even though we spell it out in there, the differences between the two, people still don't get it.
Right.
So we get a lot of interesting comments. Anyway, a lot of what we get, however, are these blanket fucking statements from single dudes.
Yes.
It's like the one we just got the other day. Hey, single, bull, DM me, 8-inch cock, you know, whatever bullshit. It's like, first of all, dude, we don't know who you are. You don't know where you are.
Right.
And that kind of shit isn't getting you laid.
That's, well, it just makes you look stupid.
Super fucking generic and dumb.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that stuff. So for the single guys out there.
I don't get that. Let's back up a second because I want to dissect this a little bit more. So on our Instagram, we constantly, every time we put up a new episode, we get one fucking single guy. And I always go back and erase it because it's so stupid. But that one single guy that will comment on there and say, hey, hot wife couples, if you're looking for a super ripped 8-inch plus cock to pleasure your wife, DM me. Okay, why? Yeah. Is that ever going to work? Does it ever work? If you're a hot wife couple and that has ever worked, I need to hear from you.
Yeah, we want to interview
you. And I need to know why this works for you because it boggles my mind.
Well, these guys are doing it and a lot of them do. So it's got to be a numbers game. Someone's got to, I guess somebody's got to check in. I don't know. But it happens a lot. Like this blanket, there's no picture. You've got no presence on social media.
Their name is like ABC123 or some shit.
Something
no
ridiculous.
Profile picture. But they're talking about their 8-inch plus cock and how thick it is and how you should totally let your hot wife suck it and you can DM them for details.
Yeah, which that tells me, and I'm sure it tells a lot of the other couples that play in this space, it's complete bullshit and it's some dude trolling from his mother's basement. He's just looking for attention.
But does it ever work?
I don't know. I imagine. Otherwise, why do it?
Why waste the time?
I don't know. It seems crazy to me. But it's not going to work in our world. So the blanket statements, guys, fucking don't work. You got to approach a couple
one-on-one.
In person.
Yes.
You got to be a fucking normal human being.
Yes.
You know, you got to have a little bit of charisma. You got to have some character. You got to have some manners. I mean, you know, put your best foot forward. Don't just throw out there, hey, I'm looking for a hot wife and here's my cock. It doesn't work that way.
Well, especially on a fucking national platform.
Well, or like YouTube. Like, really, dude, you're sending this to us on fucking YouTube? Like,
who has ever hooked up from YouTube?
I have from a comment on a video on YouTube. I want to know who you are. I want to interview you too. Because I need to know who that person is. There's probably one. I just want to know who it is and how the whole thing went.
If it actually has ever worked, I am so fucking impressed.
Yeah, it's insane. But we get a lot of that shit. So, single guy tip of the week. No blanket statements. No, hey, I'm a bull. I have an 8-inch cock. You want to play? None of that shit works. You've got to follow the steps. Follow the protocol. Be a gentleman. Do not just throw blanket statements out there.
Right.
Okay. Now for couples, and we also talked about this a couple weeks ago, as you mentioned to me, consent, right? We talk about consent all the time. And single dudes are notorious for just throwing out a cock pic. However, couples are no stranger to doing this as well.
Yes.
You got reached out to on Instagram by a couple we have never met before, and they basically just sent you a dozen naked pictures. Not asking if they could, not introducing themselves, saying, hey, this is so-and-so and so-and-so. Really thought we'd like to meet you guys. Would it be okay if we sent you a few non-PG pictures? Nothing like that. Just forwarded you 12 naked pictures.
Yeah, they said, hey, guys, we're so-and-so and so-and-so, and then 12 naked photos.
Yeah.
And I took it upon because typically I have been shitty in the past in these situations because it pisses me off. It's like, it's so against my consent. So I get pissy and I've really been trying to like dial it back. And this is going to sound kind of patronizing, but educate people on the concept of consent.
What would you say, patronizing, Patty?
So I wrote back to them and said, hey guys, appreciate you reaching out. However, wanted to throw this out there. Consent is really important to us. It's a paramount piece of being in the lifestyle and being successful in the lifestyle. And when you send us naked photos against our consent or not asking for our consent, it doesn't set the right tone and it makes it feel as if we are never going to truly connect with you guys.
Right.
So if you want to be successful in this lifestyle, I highly recommend you ask before you send R-rated photos.
Yeah. And they didn't even respond.
No response.
No, of course not. And it's interesting because, again, we give the single guys shit for this because, you know, we were trying to educate them, trying to teach them the best way to approach a couple for sure. But when it comes to couples, I feel like there's a sense of entitlement because there is a female component and they feel like, oh, well, you know, my wife's naked in this, so it's okay if cock is in it.
Most of the pictures were of her naked.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm sure they thought, well, what the fuck ever. I'm sending pictures of my wife, or I am the wife and I'm sending pictures of myself. Right. And everyone wants naked pictures of a woman, so it's not going to be an issue. Well, I take fucking offense to that. I don't care who you are. I don't care what genitalia you have. You should ask my permission, just like I always ask permission.
Yeah, of course.
That's a huge part of being respectful in the lifestyle. And some people just fucking don't get it.
Well, it's interesting because our single gal friend who just did a photo shoot.
Right.
Right. Did kind of a boudoir photo shoot.
Yes.
And she had some really very sexy pictures, but she asked you first if she could send me one.
Well, she asked me if I would like to see it.
Right.
And I said, yes, I would love to. And she sent it. It was fucking gorgeous. And then she said, would it be okay if I also sent it to Brian? Which I loved. It's like double consent.
Right.
Not only is she getting consent from me to see the R-rated photo, but hey, is it also okay to pass it on to your man, giving me that respect to say yes or no? Now, of course, I said yes thrillingly.
Yeah.
But I liked that I had the opportunity to decide. That was so cool of her.
And keeping in mind, of course, and we're talking about our friend Hannah, we've played with her. I have been with her, but still she asked permission from you before she sent it to me. In fact, I didn't even know she sent it to me. You had to tell me that she did.
Right. I'm like, did you get the picture from Hannah? You're like, no, what are you talking about?
I didn't even look at my phone because you and I were together. You're like, yeah, she sent you like a very sexy picture. I'm like, no, I haven't seen it. So of course I had to look at it.
Yeah.
And it was super fucking hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, she asked for consent. I mean, consent's a big deal from gals too.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, that's my rant. But single guys, stop with the blanket fucking statements. Jesus, it is fucking wearing me out. I mean, we get so many of them.
Well, you just look dumb.
It's also, you know, like a lot of times we get them on our Cassidy page too.
Yep.
Which it's very clear that, you know, if you read the profile, it'll tell you very clearly where we do and do not reside.
My favorite thing is our Cassidy profile is set in Denver.
That's right.
We clearly state we do not live in Denver.
Right.
And yet we will get messages from single guys over and over and over again. Hey guys, you want to grab a drink tonight? From Denver.
Yeah.
Or from, you know,
yeah, I'm downtown so and so. Do you guys want to meet for a drink? No.
Hey, I'd love to treat the lady this weekend. What are your guys' schedules look like? Well, bitch, we're 8 hours away, so.
Yeah. Over the mountain is where you got to go. Way over the mountain.
You want to start driving here now?
Yeah. So,
even
I mean,
then, go fuck off.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. So just stop with the blanket shit, really. Do yourselves a favor and go back through about 10 episodes or so and start picking up on the single guy tips of the week. You'll figure out real fucking quick that doesn't work.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're welcome in advance.
So, what else has been going on in our lives?
So you're on this British podcast kick lately.
I think I'm just on a British thing period now. I'm into British films and British podcasts. I'm really into British humor right now.
Apparently.
It's very biting and sarcastic.
Yeah.
And I love it.
What were you listening to earlier?
Well, there's a podcast called Sex Pots.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it. It's three women who talk about different sex topics each episode.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, they have this biting British humor, English, is that right? British or English?
Yeah, I'm sure it
so
is.
So American, the fact that I don't know the difference.
Yeah, it's British humor, I think.
But I love it. It's just, and I also love that it's three women that are talking completely unapologetically about very sexy topics.
Yeah.
They talk about everything from like kink to, you know, ass play, everything. So. Yeah.
And they sound super sexy. I listened to that one time when we were in the car together.
Yeah, their voices are kind of sexy, huh?
Yeah, we were listening to it together. Yeah, they are. Well, yeah, and we actually, one of the gals is she follows us. We follow her too on social media.
Yeah. Are you talking about Girl in the Net?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's super cool.
So I've been following her for years.
Yeah. She's super cool.
Yeah. I love her. She goes by on Sex Pots, but
yeah.
Yeah. That's been fun. I've loved listening to them.
Yep. So if you're listening and you need some British humor and sex, Sex Pots is the way to go for sure, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
We also have some like sexy shit going on in our lives though.
We do. Yeah. We also, we got a trip to Vegas coming up.
Oh my God.
Totally forgot about that.
You forgot about Vegas? How?
I didn't forget, but it just a lot going on.
I'm so excited for Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be different this time for sure.
Why?
Well, because the event is different.
Okay.
Right? I mean, we have our...
I want to have more sex than I did last time.
Okay. But
is that even possible?
That's going to be tough. That means we get 3 hours sleep a night instead of four.
I'm okay with that.
we do have our press credentials, so we'll be at the AVNs again.
Yes.
And then, of course, we have the
erotica.
The erotica whole thing I'm looking forward to, really.
Yeah, erotica, the 3 or 4 day hotel takeover at Alexis Park is going to be amazing. Yeah, that's it is January 23rd through the 26th.
Yes, so we will be there 23 to 26, right?
24th through the 26th. We're not there on the 23rd. Gotcha. But yeah, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can head to our website, Front Porch Swingers, click on the erotica banner on our events page, and you can sign up and come have fun with us.
Yes, it should be a good time. We had such a fucking blast at the AVNs last year, but it was a whirlwind. I mean, we were just fucking everywhere.
I don't think we experienced, if we're talking specifically AVN, we did not experience it to its fullest last time.
Well, we couldn't.
So overwhelmed. Yeah. It was just like tits everywhere. Yeah. And it was awesome, but also completely overwhelming. So this year we're going with like a plan. Pinpointed what we actually want to do at AVN. Like, for example, they have a dungeon area.
Yeah, we'll be there for sure.
I want to spend way more time there. I want to see some more demos. I want to get some idea of like the new leather works that are available on the market right now.
Right.
So that'll be kind of my big thing for us while we're at AVN.
Well, we also took us the entire day to get through like the toy convention.
Yeah, which was probably unnecessary.
Yeah, it was so much. You can only see so many fucking dildos in a day.
Well, I would like to see the cool new things that are on the market.
Yeah, for sure.
But since it was like our first one, the, what's it called? The virtual reality was such trip for us. We spent like an hour looking at that shit.
That was very cool. That's going to be a very serious thing soon, I'm sure. Because they continue
to perfect. The virtual reality?
Yeah, they continue to perfect that. It's like you're fucking straight up. Like right there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
Remember, what did they tell us last year? That you could like change the color of your pubic hair?
Yeah. Like when you're doing a POV, like a point of view, like on yourself, if you want pubic hair, you can have it and you can change the color. And
can you be clean shaven?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. It's so fucking crazy. So anyway, it was very cool. We had a great time. We're going to have a good time this time too. We've got a lot planned, but the award show is going to be fun. Looking forward to that.
Oh, you're talking about the ASN award show.
Both award shows.
What do you mean both award
shows? I should say the AVN award show, yes, and then the erotica.
Yeah, but we're not going to AVN award show. We're just going to the actual show.
We'll be to the show.
Though the award show is bougie as shit, and you have to be either in porn or super fucking important.
Yeah.
So we didn't make the cut for that.
No, we have press credentials for everything but that.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just not that important.
No.
So that's fine.
Oh, you want to go to the award show too? Go fuck off. Yeah.
Anyway, here's your press credentials. Enjoy the dildo convention.
Yeah. Go take a peek at the fucking sex dolls. Now leave us alone.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
We'll totally do that.
Totally.
So
what else? Have we had anything? Oh, I have a date tonight.
You do. Yes, you do.
With Aiden. Yeah. Which will be really fun. And I also have a date with Clint tomorrow.
Yeah. You've got a busy couple of days. Busy couple of days.
Yeah. I'm going to be slutty pants.
Yep. A couple of days of sluttiness. Yeah, I think I think you're due.
You think I'm due? Well, I haven't played with anyone this week.
No, it's been, listen, we have, so I had to shovel the fucking driveway yesterday because our snowblower took a shit. There was 2 fucking feet of snow in the driveway.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous here. It's ridiculous.
It is. It's bad.
So, yeah, no one's moving anywhere. Matter of fact, Hannah, our friend, was going to come in town, but she couldn't get out of her fucking driveway.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's just nuts.
We've also talked about a couple of, like, fun things we have planned for the future together today. I really liked, we had some discussions about some sexy things that could be upcoming and some different plans. So I'm not going to give them away on the podcast now because hopefully we'll actually make them happen.
Yeah.
And we can talk about them on a future episode. But I really liked, I mean, obviously, I love hot wifing in general. It provides so many fun, cool things for our relationship. But I love new things. And I want us to always be trying to find new, fun ways to like interact in the lifestyle with people. And so we came up with some of those today.
Well, yeah, it's all really, I mean, we can do it all. It's all about pulling it off based on schedules.
Yes.
Scheduling and weather is a real bitch for us. So if we can put it all together, we can have some very cool experiences in a relatively short period of time, but scheduling is a motherfucker. So we got to figure all that out because everybody's got to be involved and everyone's schedule's got to jive. And then of course you got to hope you don't get a foot of fucking snow.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So some fun stuff to come.
Yes.
But today we're going to talk about hot wifing.
Well,
shocker.
But why?
Okay, so here's the thing. Two reasons. One is because we received this really nice email this week from a gentleman who has been fantasizing about his wife being a hot wife for years.
Yeah.
They've talked about it many, many times. He has expressed to her his desires. They've had some really hot sex regarding kind of dirty talk around hot wifing that's really fueled their sex lives, and they're having more sex than they've ever had before.
Right.
But the reason he reached out to us is he's like, I don't understand why this is hot.
Right.
I find it super hot. It drives me in so many different ways sexually, but why?
Yep.
And so that's one reason. And then the other reason is that we experience so many couples in the lifestyle who still really don't understand why some couples hot wife.
No, for sure. We get it all the time. And in a good way. I say that in a good way. We get a lot of, particularly, as I said, via YouTube now, with the, for whatever reason, that fucking video is just blown up. And we get a lot of comments from people, and that turns into emails from people who are couples about, they just, you know, they don't get it.
Right.
There's an intrigue. There's an interest. They just don't get it.
Well, obviously, they're reaching out to us for a reason.
Yeah.
They're like, this is very interesting to us. But again, why?
Yep.
We talk a lot about like, oh, hot wifing fuels us and we have this amazing reconnective sex and all these different things. But today we thought we would dissect some of the reasons why hot wifing is so fucking hot.
Well, and for sure. But there's something else I want to mention. We had an email, obviously, as I said, get a lot of them. And I won't go through it in great detail because it's very long. And I really appreciate the folks that wrote it to us. C and A are the couple. And the basis of this essentially is they've been married for a very long period of time. So let's just call it 13-ish years. And for about 12 years of that time, they had four gentlemen playmates.
Yes.
So they did play in the hot wife space sporadically over a long period of time. But they had a whole lot of rules, like no kissing on the mouth and, you know, different things that simply were not part of their play.
Right.
And at no point did the wife ever play away from the husband.
Right.
So a few months ago, they started listening to our podcast. And it got their juices flowing. And they had to write to us because, yeah, they are naughty. Because she has now acquired a pseudo regular playmate. We'll call him D. And they decided that because they were comfortable with him and he seems to be the genuine article, and based on what they wrote, he was, you know, he checked all their boxes and is a real gentleman. They decided that she was going to play with him alone at his place for the very first time. So they sent us an email letting us know how that went and what their experience was like and just how listening to our experiences changed even their definition of what the hot wife space was, because theirs was very different from ours.
Yeah.
As everybody's got their own kind of recipe. But theirs evolved simply because they heard us talking about how much we enjoy how we play, which I thought was very fucking cool.
That is so cool. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason that we wanted to discuss this topic today, because I think a lot of times we receive communication from people that are like, oh, we had no idea that this is what hot wifing was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or we had no idea that hot wifing could be so many different things. It's very similar to swinging in that it can look like a million different things in the swinging world. You have soft swaps and full swaps and same room and separate room and, threesomes
and foursomes. Yeah, anything goes. Whatever works for you. Well, listen, I literally, before we started recording, just got another message on YouTube from what appears to be a gentleman on our cuckolding versus hot wifing video who, after watching the video or seemingly watching the video, still doesn't get it.
Right.
Because his response was, well, you guys always talk on your show about the cuckolding of a male cuckolding. No, we don't.
Literally never.
That's not at all what we do. So, you know, if you're not sure, you need to go back and watch that video again. But there's so much confusion.
Yes.
Like just within swinging ethical non-monogamy, like you said, but then you break it down to like the hot wife space where we are, and then it gets really confusing to people.
Yes.
Right? So it's, yeah, I mean, we get a lot of feedback from people.
And we get it. There's a lot of terminology out there and a lot of it seems to overlap even if it actually really doesn't. And so it can be fucking confusing.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
So I recently asked on our social media
from
hot wife couples, I wanted to hear from their perspective what it is they find hot about hot wifing. Kind of get a, you know, because obviously we talk about it from our perspective, right? Because we live it and we breathe it and we love the hot wifing lifestyle, but we do live our life the way that we live it. And I wanted to get more of kind of a sample view of the hot wifing lifestyle.
Sure.
So we got some, basically all of the responses fell into one of four categories.
Right.
One of the categories, compersion.
For sure.
If you guys haven't heard that term before, compersion is basically the idea that you get pleasure from your partner's pleasure. You're happy seeing right. them happy, and therefore you'll do just about anything to make sure that they are receiving that pleasure.
Right.
And a lot of people in the swinging lifestyle even say that that's why they participate, because they love the idea of their partner getting all of this sexy, hot fun for themselves. It has really nothing to do with them,
right.
that person.
Right.
It has to do with their partner.
Yeah, it's part of our play as well.
Really?
For me and you, yes.
We haven't talked about this before. So you feel compersion when I play with other people?
Yeah, of course. I've said this many times. If you're not truly enjoying it, then there's simply no fulfillment in it for me.
Right. But I always see us falling into one of the other four categories, which we'll talk about. But I think that's really interesting that the idea of me going off and playing with someone is not necessarily always about us reconnecting. Sometimes it's just about me having fun.
Well, there's the reconnection piece has to be a staple. That's a staple. That's there. But the reconnection would be null and void if you didn't enjoy the experience.
Right.
So while we're going to reconnect, that's something that's just part of what we do anyway. If you thoroughly, you go and you play with Aiden tonight, and when you come home, I say to you, hey, how was it? How was your experience? It was okay. That's not going to work for us.
Right.
Not for me. I don't want to hear that. Right. I want to hear that you had a really good time. And of course, I don't anticipate that's happening. You have a great time with him. So I'm not worried about that. But that's a big part of it for me. So the compersion piece has to go along with the reconnection piece for me.
Interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
So the second one is sexual confidence. Now, most of the women that responded to my post said things like, I love how hot wifing makes me feel because I feel such a heightened level of sexual confidence.
Sure.
I feel like I can go out and just conquer the world. I'm this sexy sexual being. One of the women said something like, the fact that my husband gives me this freedom makes me feel more confident than I've felt in years.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking badass.
Well, I think that has to be a big part of it. The empowerment for women to be able to, and we've talked about this, the idea that a woman like yourself can go to your playmate's home away from me or away from your partner and engage in that activity and then come back with the confidence of knowing full well that I or the partner is not only okay with it, but encourages it and wants it. And there's a certain power, I guess, built into that.
Yeah. Well, I think for me as a woman, I think it's just a societal thing, right? We as women are not, I think we're making a lot of headway, but I do still think that we have a long way to go in terms of being seen as sexual beings in the same way that men are. And so the fact that we can kind of break out of that societal bullshit, I mean, it's very freeing and it makes you feel amazing. It makes me feel amazing.
Well, yeah, you have the ability to, I mean, listen, we talk about it a lot and it's very, very much a conversation in the ethical non-monogamy space and the swinger space. We talk to couples about it all the time when we meet. It's the openness and the communicativeness of being able to say to your partner something as simple as, hey, that person's really attractive, or I would totally bang her.
Yeah.
Those are things that you don't hear vanilla couples saying to each other.
They should.
When they're out to dinner.
They absolutely should. It's so much fun. Playing the panties or no panties game, just as a side note, is literally the most fun we have ever had out.
Absolutely. So we enjoy that very much.
We literally sit at a place and try to guess if the woman is wearing panties or not. And it is a fucking blast. It's super hot. And we have super hot sex afterwards.
Yeah. So, the ability to be able to do that, particularly for a woman, like you said, right? Dudes sit around all the time and they talk shit about, single
look
guys,
at that
I guess.
Ass, whatever.
They sit around and talk shit. But women, if they do that or they're overheard doing that, I mean, I'll applaud them if I hear that shit.
Me too.
Yeah, I celebrate
High
that.
High five.
Yeah, I celebrate that. But a lot of times people are like, oh, why would you? I can't believe that you speak that way. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. We should be able to be sexually confident too.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Absolutely.
All right, the third reason that most people stated was visual stimulation.
For sure.
This is obviously mostly for hot wife couples where the husband or male partner is watching the interaction take place. So they get to basically see a live action porno starring their favorite porn star, aka their hot wife.
Yeah, or from our perspective, right, or my perspective from our level of play, when myself and Clint were with you together, particularly the second time, was very, very hot. The first time, of course, it was still getting our sea legs and, you know, kind of feeling our way around and getting comfortable. The second time was full on aggressive, hard, rough, heated sex.
Right.
And it's awesome to be able to see you in that space, not just to participate in it, but to see it from, call it a distance, from across the room, from within the same room type of thing. But it's very, very different when you're taking part in it and seeing it yourself. Very different.
I will also say from the hot wife perspective, there is very little that is hotter than seeing your partner's face when you're doing something really naughty with someone else. Yes. And you're enjoying it. I think back to our very first hot wife experience ever.
Yeah.
When I was playing with Cooper.
Yeah.
And he was fucking me from behind and you were sitting in a chair in the doorway.
In the doorway, yeah.
Your pants were on, but you were stroking your cock over your pants.
Yes.
And you had this look on your face like you wanted to devour every inch of me.
Super thirsty as well.
Oh, I was so fucking hot.
Yeah, Cooper wasn't even out the door before you and I were naked in the hallway of the apartment.
But I will never forget that first time, that look in your eyes, that hunger for me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy how it works. And people who are not in the lifestyle, who haven't experienced that, this one's difficult for them to understand.
For sure.
Hearing about it secondhand.
Well, but you just experienced it firsthand when I was with Hannah.
Yes.
Now, we were all together and in the same room. But the truth of the matter is I spent more time, I think, with her than you did in that second interaction.
Yep.
And mainly because you were like just a kid sitting at the edge of the bed with your head in your hands watching.
I was thirsty to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't necessarily see you the entire time because it was relatively dark in the way I was positioned, but you were there. I mean, you were just watching.
Yes. And what was interesting is I couldn't see your face through most of it because I was behind you, but I could see her face.
Right.
And the look on her face was pure ecstasy. And that was so fucking hot, knowing that my man was doing that for someone else.
Yeah, there's a level of that I think people, even people within the lifestyle, we know, have a difficult time wrapping their heads around that.
Yeah.
You know, we have a couple of friends that are a couple in the lifestyle that do not play with single guys and just don't get it. And they're very seasoned players.
Yes.
They just don't get it.
It's just not their thing.
Nope. Not their cup of tea.
Yeah. Well, the last reason is what I always say is our biggest reason for participating in the hot wifing lifestyle, which is the reconnection that you experience afterwards.
Right.
Many people via this questionnaire that I put out there said things like, there is nothing hotter than my wife coming back to me and bringing all of her sexy energy with her to have just this, you know, explosive, mind-blowing sex.
Well, and like the folks that just emailed us that we referenced earlier, CNA and their friend D, even they said in their email how incredibly intense their reconnection was after the experience of the wife playing with the play partner alone.
Right.
It was always intense, obviously, after some kind of interaction, but that just brought it to another level. And they knew instinctively that that was something they wanted to experience, but couldn't truly get it until they had done it. And it just pushed them over the edge. And we hear that from many people. Now, we have heard from a couple people. We've heard this before, and we talked about it on the show. There are some folks that don't reconnect right away. They wait a day or two.
Right.
Because for various reasons, it's a level of respect in some cases. They don't feel like they want to do that. Some of the gals like to kind of decompress after an experience and just kind of be alone.
Take a hot bath
and do their thing.
Glass of wine, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of reflect on it. But for most couples in our space, us particularly, the reconnection, I mean, it's just instantaneous.
It's the key to all of it for us. Reconnection didn't exist, I don't think any of the rest of it would make sense.
Not really.
Not for us.
No.
You know, I totally understand wanting the variety and going out and having fun with different people. But for us, it has to be about you and me coming together and what it does for us afterwards. And what I can say is, for me, the reconnection piece is like, our sex is always great. It's amazing. I would say our sex, even without the hot wifing piece of it, is the most intense, amazing sex I've ever had in my entire life. And then after a hot wifing experience, especially a really good one, it's like that, but you put a fucking like bomb inside of it.
Well, it's also the lead up to it, right? We've known now for the, you know, a couple of days, past half a week or so, that you had a date tonight right. and you have a date with Clint tomorrow.
Right.
And we have been feeding off of that for the past few days leading up to...
Oh, we've been talking so naughty.
Leading up to your play date. So yeah. after, obviously, you come home tonight, it'll be later on tonight, I know instinctively that it's going to be super fucking hot because we've already built it up.
Yeah, that's not one of these reasons, but that's totally a reason for me, the anticipatory thing of it.
The anticipation for me outweighs almost everything else.
So like when we're having sex, the last few days we've been having sex and you've been saying things like... Show me how you're going to suck Clint's cock. I want to know how you're going to give it to him. Right. And so I'm like really sucking on your cock. Right. Or you'll say things like, how are you going to have Aiden fuck you? And then you'll have me like show you how I want Aiden to fuck me. And it's just, it builds for weeks and weeks. It's so hot.
Well, for sure. Leading up to an experience. Absolutely. And I think a lot of couples, obviously the ones we've talked to anyway, experience the same thing for the most part, particularly those who enjoy the reconnective piece afterwards. Of course, they do like the build up as well.
Right.
But I just think that's like, for me, it's like one of the biggest parts of it. And then there's the whole royalty factor involved.
Yeah,
right?
Let's talk about that because I'm not sure we've actually ever talked about it on the podcast. We've talked about it on other people's podcasts when we do interviews and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've ever talked about it here.
Well, there's, the royalty factor for me, I think it's one of the bigger components for me personally, kind of an instinctual thing or an innate thing, I guess. So to lay it out, the idea of the royalty piece is
called the royalty perk.
The royalty perk, royalty factor for me is me being able to sit back and watching you or knowing that you're with someone with the full intention of coming home to me. For that reconnection and the fact that you are playing specifically for our benefit. So that's where that kind of the royalty thing comes from. Like sitting back on your throne back in the day and watching
men fondle,
or danced where a king would have his queen dance with some of the younger, more virile knights and that kind of thing. And
they're like gushing over her
and
they think she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And so when she comes back to the king, he values her and sees her in even more of a sexy way than he did before.
That's exactly what it is. It just adds a heightened sexual value to her, I guess, in his eyes. So there is that royalty perk is a real thing for me.
So you enjoy the fact that other men find me desirable.
Yeah. And some of the other husbands that I've spoken to who play in the hot wife space, many of them say the same thing.
Yeah.
The idea, we know our friends, Jessica and Roger, no question that Roger enjoys that. We know he loves when guys just fall over Jessica.
Yeah, and especially her tits.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's got like tits.
The most amazing tits. So yeah, he loves that. And I totally get it. Cause like when we're together with them, like, cause he knows I like it too. So we'll sit across from each other, me from her, you from he, and he'll be touching your leg under the table or, that kind of thing. He knows that that's like a thing for me. And I'll be doing the same with Jessica, staring at her tits the entire time. And So, I mean, guys dig that. Guys in that space really dig that.
Yeah.
It's super hot. So the royalty perk is a real thing. So if you get that feeling of, I don't want to call it superiority necessarily, but like you're more superior to the bull in the sense that, you get to play with her, but it's really just for me.
You get to enjoy her for a couple hours, but at the end of the day, it's all about me.
Yeah. And I'm going to get all of the benefits of that. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for apparently a lot of people it does. For me, certainly it does.
Did you also know that supposedly your sperm count is higher after you've shared your woman with someone else?
No, I didn't know that.
There's a study out there that said that like your sperm swims faster and there's more of it. Like your body's producing more.
I guess that makes sense.
When you know that your woman has been with someone else.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
It's like a biological competition thing, which is so fucking interesting.
It's wild. Yeah. So, of course, I went and had all my tests done, my medical test done from my doctor not too long ago, right? Had all the blood work done and stuff. Like he did, obviously my cholesterol and all that shit. Everything's super in line. He was really kind of surprised how low my cholesterol and blood pressure and all that stuff was, but was really surprised by how high my testosterone level was, especially my free testosterone. And of course, he was like, "How often do you have sex?" And I was like, "Every day." And he's like, "No, like you and your significant other, like how often?" I said, "Every day." He's like, "You're fucking kidding me." I said, "No, it's every day." He's like, well, because this is really high. I said, well, she keeps me virile, I guess. I don't know. So maybe that's got something to do with it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe you owe Clinton Aiden and thank you as well.
Yeah, for sure. Because the doctor was my age. And he's like, yeah, mine's nowhere near that.
He's like, get the fuck out of here every day at 50?
I was like, no, every day. No, legit, every day. Yeah.
How many 50-year-old men do you think have sex every day?
Some of the ones we know. A lot of the ones we know. But well, not for the most part.
The general population.
Not a lot.
Like 5%.
No. Maybe. Every day. I mean, it's every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But anyway, I mean, it obviously has something to do with it, for sure. I wouldn't be surprised.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I want to see. Now, I got to think back. I don't remember. Did we have an interaction like the night before I went to the doctor? I don't recall.
Like with someone else or with each other?
Yeah, like with somebody.
We had sex.
Yeah,
of course,
no, yeah, but did you play with somebody that night before or something?
I think I did, because I think I played with Clint, and I think you had your test done on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, right, because I couldn't eat anything
for 24 hours. And I played with Clint on a Monday.
Yeah, so yeah, I get whatever it is, it works, I suppose.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, just a few reasons. That hot wifing is really fucking hot.
Yeah, guys, listen up. You're looking to boost your T level. Let your lady out. Let her out of the house.
Sound like you keep him in a cage or something.
Yeah, no, sometimes I think I need to cage you up. You're so like crazy.
What?
Yeah, like all that pent up sexual stuff. Like you're like, sometimes you are like a tiger in a cage.
You're welcome. You're so lucky. Thanks. Why are you complaining?
I'm not complaining. But I do think that if the guys want to get that boost, they need to let the ladies out.
Yeah.
And have some fun.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, we are huge proponents of the hot wifing lifestyle. If you haven't figured that out yet, but we just thought it'd be interesting to kind of expand on some of the specific reasons that hot wifing couples enjoy their lifestyle and continue to do it. For those of you who maybe don't understand, or if you're one of those couples that's on the fence, and you're like, you know, I'm not sure if this is right for us, maybe this will push you over the edge, knowing that there are a lot of people out there who experience a lot of benefits from it. It's not just about fantasies. There really, truly are benefits to this in your life.
No, there's no question about it. And I think as I said, just one of the many, but the most recent, or the one that stood out to me the most, email recently from CNA, really, I think it spells it out. Like, they played in the space a little. They've been together a long time. They knew they wanted to spice it up. It just took a little boost, just a little something.
A little push in the right direction.
Just a little push, listening to a couple who really, you know, truly enjoys it and believes in it. And it got them in the right direction. And they've been doing great. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
So if you have any of those stories, we would love to hear them. We love to hear from our listeners. You can email us at mail, M-A-I-L, at frontporchswingers.com.
Yes, do that. Also, I should say, single guy tip of the week. It has become a thing of its own. So for you single guys out there who have questions, who are, you know, you're lost, you're not getting it, you're having a difficult time, you can email us at singleguytipoftheweek@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's a real thing. singleguytipoftheweek@gmail.com. You can reach out to us. We deal with a lot of single guys on Sex on Your Terms.
Yes.
And I think setting up a single guy tip of the week at gmail.com account has helped some of the guys that we've been working with send us their questions and their concerns, and then we take it from there. So if you have a question, you have a concern, you want to flush something out, shoot me an email and I'll respond to you. I'm the one that responds to that email, unless you specifically want Brenna to respond to you.
Yeah.
Then you can ask and we will provide that for you.
It's very nice of you.
Yes, it's what we do.
You're a helper.
I'm a helper.
Nice support.
I am a support mechanism for the single dudes.
Yes.
For sure. May not always seem like it, but I am on their side.
Well, I feel like it's a lot of tough love.
Yeah, listen, when you're throwing blanket statements out, you know, or just sending random dick pics, I feel like a little tough love is in order.
Yeah.
You know, also, I'm going to mention at one of the upcoming podcasts, we're going to do one of the episodes, I'll throw it out there. I see a lot of single guys in our town. So our town is a lot of dudes, right?
Yes.
It's like 2-1. And in the winter, it's even more so.
Right.
Men to women ratio. And there's a lot of single guys. And, you know, and when I say single, guys who are not wearing wedding bands.
Right.
That's what I'm using as a guide for that, okay? There are certain things that when you get to be like 30 years old that you need to do and stop doing. And there are certain things as a 30-year-old that you should possess. Like, you don't need to have a lot of monetary stuff, like, you know, material shit. We're not into the material thing. We're I'm out of that whole life. But there are certain things that you should have in your possession as a 30-year-old and older single or guy in general, right? But certainly if you're a single guy, you should do and not do certain things.
Yes.
So I'm going to lay those out for guys. There's like 10 of those things. We're not going to do it on this episode, but the more I see these single dudes around town, it's fucking terrible.
The more you just want to scream and help them.
Oh my God. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, because I would think back to when I was 30. Now, I lived a very different life when I was 30, obviously, than I do right now. But the idea, like, I look at those guys, these guys, and I think, you could never have worked for me. You're like a fucking unmade bed. Like, there's no way I could allow you to represent a company. I just couldn't do it.
Or fuck your woman.
Or certainly not fuck my woman. Yeah. I mean, that's like the whole thing, right? Like, I'm looking at, because now I'm looking, I look at guys. I'm like, you look, no, I can't. You know, that's terrible. Your shoes are terrible.
Brenna would tear you apart.
Yeah, you're going to get eaten up alive. Yeah, so there are certain things I think single guys, I'm going to try to help all the single guys out, which we're going to do, obviously, over time. But yeah, single guy tip of the week at Gmail. Give me a shout. I will help you out.
Awesome. You can also find us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at FP Swingers. If you haven't checked out our blog, we have a new lifestyle resources page. I guess it's not new. It's a couple months old now.
Yeah.
But you can find that at frontporchswingers.com. And make sure you check out our YouTube channel. We have new videos going up all the time. A new ED video courtesy of taboo toys.com, and something else very fun in the works that we'll be putting up very shortly. And I think that's what we have for you guys this week.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys. If you're anything like us, when we first started swinging, we really had no idea where to begin. And it can be really intimidating. And we have a great recommendation for you, which is to join Cassidy.com. Cassidy is a huge online platform that includes so many sexy swingers in your area, plus lots of local events to keep you up to date on all things lifestyle. And if you join Cassidy, you can find our community, Front Porch Swingers, and keep up with everything we are doing as well. So make sure you check out Cassidy.com today.